The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, this is Ryan, one of your local HBO boys. Just checking in, you know, just seeing how you guys are doing. You know, I feel like you guys don't get checked in on enough, okay, by us. Here's some love from the HBO boys, or at least, you know, specifically me. Just saying hi, seeing what's good, what's happening in your life. Whoa. For real? That's good and or bad, and I wish you the best with that. So, we are going to take the week off this week, but we are not going to leave you without content because we're not monsters. What the fuck? So, after I say whatever words come next, you are going to get a patron-only bonus episode from 2021, September 22nd of that year, to be more specific. MCU character tier list featuring Adam and Ryan. I'm one of those where we, you know, it's in the name. We do a tier list with the MCU characters. And it was a patron-only thing. Patreon.com/HBOBOIZ for $1 or more a month. You get bonus content, you get access to the Discord, where you can talk to us and tell us what you would like to review next. It's a little inside baseball, we're over there thinking about changing our name for an 8,000th time. Maybe recaps and role plays. I don't know. It was James's idea, I'm coming around to it. Because we're doing more D&D content, and we're still doing recaps of movies and television. The gravy, that good stuff that we're known for. And as we said last episode, upcoming, we have the new season of Westworld, which gotta do, okay? We started as the Westworld podcast, so we are going with Westworld to the grave. House of the Dragon is coming up after that. Two actual HBO shows, which I know is insane, because we have not been doing, we're the HBO boys and we barely watch that streaming service. But not this time. For these, at least these two, that's actually going to happen. Over on Nothing Star Academy, my other podcast about a school like Hogwarts, but if D&D characters went there, the entire first season is now up, 18 episodes, put a lot of work into it. All the HBO boys make cameos, all their characters are amazing. And then, starting next week, we will be at least recording, I think it will come up maybe on the feed 2 or 3 weeks after that. We are doing a full-length D&D campaign with the boys. Chad, Adam, and James are playing. I am DMing. It is called Home, a HBO Boys D&D experience. And I think you all are going to really enjoy that. So that's also coming up. Oh, also starting a new podcast because, you know, who can have multiple podcasts that not many people listen to? This guy, about Cookie Run Kingdom, a mobile phone game that myself and JR and many of us play. JR is Apto Flintclaw from Nothing Star Academy. And so that is called Galactic Kingdom, a Cookie Run podcast. That will be coming out within the next few months as well. And I'll link you to that when that occurs. But I won't waste any more of your time. Now listen to me and Adam yell about MCU characters, which is, I guess, this entire show now. So, par for the course, baby. Have a good Memorial Day, and we will see you next week, if you're in America. If you're not, then have a good weekend, I guess. Okay, bye. Hello, and welcome, patrons. This is a patron-only episode.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. Hello.
You know that because I just said
say all their names really fast.
I don't have it in front of me. I sure do know it ends in Carol Andreas, though.
Oh, yes. Connor O'Dowd's number one.
He is number one. He pays $10.69 a month to be number one.
I mean, hey.
Is what it is.
It is what it is.
So we are going to make a MCU character tier list. I will tweet the picture afterwards, and we will also put it in the Patreon. Adam and I here. Mm. And so, yeah. And I believe, Adam, that this should happen where we're going to disagree on some of these.
100%.
So I think we should have, there are like 100 plus on here.
Jeez.
Let's go five mullies, basically.
Okay.
Five mulligans.
Okay.
Where you're like, no, I supersede you. This is one of my five, and I'm going to put it in this tier no matter what you think.
Okay.
And you can also spend a mulligan to counter mulligan.
Okay.
But you can also be mulliganed again, and you only have five of them.
So we have five each.
Yes, that's correct.
Understood.
Okay. First one is Thanos. Where's Thanos? And by the way, the tiers are S, A, B, C, D, E, F, and who? ?
Who? Now, are we going to adjust this as we go?
I feel like the adjustments will have to be made.
I'm going
to
say, just for the sake of a starting point, maybe a C or a B on Thanos.
Really?
That could very well change, but just because I don't know who else is on this aside from what I can see right there.
Sure. We'll put him on B right now, but I mean, he's the main bad guy for most of the
phases. Is he the best one?
Is he S tier?
Is he S tier?
Listen, this is the same thing I say about best friends. It's not, a best friend isn't one person. It's a tier of people,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Ant-Man. If Thanos is B, then Ant-Man's probably also B for me.
Yeah, I think he would be a good B. Get it?
And he might get,
because he's a bug? A B? Anyway,
I do get it.
Keep going.
Vision.
Mm.
Vision's a C or a D for me, for sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, Paul Bettany is great. He was much better in WandaVision. I'll settle for a B, but I will not go any higher.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Spider-Man. He's S
tier, 100%.
Easy. Easy.
Is that the collector?
The collector? I'm going to go... What do you want?
I've always liked the collector. I thought he was like funny, and Benicio del Toro is so good.
Benicio del Toro.
His name should be said really small, like
Benicio del Toro,
like a tiny Mexican man.
He is like a tiny fish.
Benicio del Toro. I would put him at a D. I would put him at a D. I don't.
Fuck yeah.
I don't think that he's not. EF and who, obviously not who. Like, they cast Benicio del Toro as Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro.
Okay, Peggy. No, not. Yeah, Peggy.
It's Peggy Carter.
I'm going C or D.
I'm in between that as well.
I'm going to go C.
Yeah.
I'm going to go C because.
She was the first S.H.I.E.L.D. agent?
Yes. And I liked her very much in the first Captain America. Mm-hmm. I liked her a lot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, also, she doesn't have any power. So, like, what are you going to do?
It's true.
Pom Klimtoff's... What is this?
Mantis.
What's her name?
Mantis.
Mantis.
I'd go C.
I
would go C.
You put her above the
collector, because she has the ability to control an entire god planet, which is Kurt Russell.
If James was here, I think would put her lower because she's like one Marvel joke after the other.
That's true. But she was, there was some great comic relief with them, with her and Drax and Guardians 2, which I liked.
Okay, Gollum.
Gollum.
Yeah, what's this fucker's name?
Claw?
He's the bad guy. He's a Claw. Clout. I don't think he's better than Benicio del Toro.
No, I think they're about the same tier. I would go same
really?
Tier.
Really? I would go one tier below.
Okay. You know what? E. I'll yield.
He is good, but I've not once did I see him on screen and I was like, oh, something bad might happen.
Yeah, fair.
Hank Pym.
Ooh, I think I would go B or C on him.
He
created the Pym particle with Iron Man's dad. Freaking
yeah. If who's playing him? Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas, yeah.
If Michael Douglas has been dead for 10 years and he's been CGI this whole time and they've been tricking us, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. They did do a lot of anti-aging on him in a few of the movies.
It just freaks me out. Okay, Gamora.
A. I would go A.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
A is a Groot. Now we have Baby Groot here.
But is regular Groot in there too? It is.
He is.
Baby Groot's probably. Do they have teenage Groot? Like they do. They have teenage Groot. I see him next to Thor.
We have all forms.
Okay,
of Groot.
So Baby Groot's an F.
Very smart. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna counter that with an E.
Okay, I'll take it.
I think I'll put Baby Groot. He is. He's there to be cute.
Yeah,
but nothing else.
Exactly
really.
Right. Like, is he? He has nothing aside from his tiny screaming rage monster, which is adorable.
Okay, now we got Mark Ruffalo, but we also have Hulk. Okay. So Mark Ruffalo is just like a normal
dude.
Gay.
D.
I agree.
Yeah, 100%. D.
Mark Ruffalo. I wonder if there's Ed Norton somewhere. I'll put him lower. Okay, Valkyrie.
Ooh. Hmm. What are your feelings?
I think
on Valkyrie?
Valkyrie is a CB.
Okay.
I think I go C with
her. All right. Yep. I'll agree with that. That's good.
And she might move.
Yeah, we also don't know a heck of a lot about her aside from what was in Ragnarok. I mean, she was, you know, part of the, I can't even think of the damn city name.
Asgard?
Asgard, thank you. She was an Asgard protector. Yeah.
Tessa Thompson, I like
her
very much.
She's great.
In Westworld.
Yeah, she's great.
Bucky Barnes.
This is Bucky Barnes Winter Soldier, or is it two separate?
Is it two separate? That's a good call.
Because there's quite a few here.
Yeah, there's so many. We're going to have to start going quicker with these. I don't see them. Let's just do them as one
whole.
So, like, not.
Yeah. So Bucky Barnes / Winter Soldier. I have always liked the Winter Soldier. And I like that he's kind of on the same strength tier, I guess. I guess he would be on the same strength tier as Captain America, right? Is this the same idea, right? They tried to copy the serum for him and then made him a mind control man, right?
I mean, I don't know. Do you like him?
I mean, I do like him. I like.
How much do you like him?
I do like him. I would probably go B with him. Maybe
I'm sorry,
a C.
I'm sorry for coughing. I'm not going to edit that out.
You know what? That's fine.
Is what it is.
So I go CB. Somewhere in there.
I'm going to go put him on a B.
Perfect.
I think Falcon and the Winter Soldier made me like him more, while he made me like Sam less.
Yeah.
is that M'Baku?
We don't know a hell of a lot about him.
I know nothing
him.
About
him. Yeah, D.
Basically.
Yeah, D.
I'm going to go D with him.
Yeah, for sure.
Red Skull. Ooh. I personally put Red Skull, I think, in C tier.
Yeah.
Because Hugo Weaving pulls up the bootstraps of that entire character.
He's so good. And then Ross Marquand voicing him again in the Infinity War Endgame.
Yeah.
And he was such a mysterious and interesting character, at least in Infinity War. And
Interessant.
When we first saw him revealed as the keeper of the Soul Stone.
As everybody understands.
Yeah.
Captain America. S-tier. He's an S for me,
100%,
baby.
100%. Goose.
Goose the cat.
Well, he can hide objects, but also decimate creatures. But
he's like
kitty.
A bag of holding, but he's a kitty, yeah.
I'm
going E. You can fight for D if you'd like.
Oh, no. No, I don't want to use my mulligan on a cat.
Okay, great. Cat's knee. Goodbye, Goose.
Now, this one's going to be interesting because Captain Marvel, I mean, everyone would assume she's an S tier, right? But I don't feel that she's an S tier. I think she's more of a B tier.
I hate her. Mm-hmm. And I would put her as a D.
Really?
But I, 100%. I will negotiate to a C, sans mulligans.
You know what? I'll take, I'm going to take that mulligan, throw her out a C.
Oh,
one down for me.
No. I'll put her in a C sans mulligan.
Oh, okay.
But I will not allow her into the B.
Okay.
You will have to fight. If you want
I don't want her to go higher than a B either.
Okay, then she's going in C. I do not like her one bit.
Phil Coulson.
She's the MCU's. I've said, I don't know how many times I have to say this. Do I have to say this again? She's MCU Superman. She's not interesting at all. Superman sucks. She sucks. Mm-hmm. And Brie Larson is, in my opinion, not very good.
She's not good.
Chad disagrees. James disagrees.
I don't.
A lot of people disagree. Those are my feelings.
Who did we say the last one of the pods before we were talking about the people who could have played him but didn't? I think it was Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Well, she would have been way better. She would have been so much better.
Phil Coulson's in an A for me.
Yeah, I would put him in an A as well.
He's the best. He just keeps coming back. You know, yep. I mean, after he's
That's
dead.
Great.
Aaron Johnson's Quicksilver. He's an E or an F, honestly.
Oh, man.
And honestly, I want to put him in F.
He did save some people, though. Like, died too soon.
He had
soon.
A terrible Russian accent.
But they barely
used him. I love the Quicksilver. I love Evan Peters in the X-Men Quicksilver.
Oh, yeah, that one's so much better.
Version.
Okay, you know what? Give him an F.
Give him an F, baby.
An F.
You fail. What's this guy's name?
I don't know.
Okay. Galaxy.
Oh, he's...
Goddamn.
He's one of the... Who is he?
He's the guy who fights Star-Lord at the beginning of Guardians 1.
Oh, yeah. Christ.
He's the guy who was like fawning over...
Yep, in the What
T'Challa.
If episode.
In the episode as well.
Right. Oh, what is that dude's name?
He is Korath the Punisher.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go E.
Yeah.
I think he was an F beforehand, but I go E now because he was interesting / funny.
In the What If
in
episode.
In the What If episode. Yeah. Okay, you start talking about Black Widow. I have to take off my top and get naked.
Oh, sick, dude. So Black Widow, I mean, again, she's one of the premier Avengers for the original phase. I don't know that I would put her S because, again, she doesn't have any superpowers. Although she is an assassin, it is cool. She can fight and she's sexy. I'd go in A. I would go in an A, and you can fight me for a B, but because I know you're not a huge fan. But I think that she does hold. I mean, she sacrificed herself for the Soul Stone.
Yeah,
I would go. Yeah. There's got to be something.
You know
there
what?
For her.
I will allow for the A. I'm not going to...
Okay.
I could perhaps make an argument for B, but I will go with A.
Okay.
Okay, Ego.
Ego,
I'm putting D. Or maybe C. I don't know if he's better than the... he's a bigger antagonist than the Collector.
He is, and Kurt Russell's so good.
He is so good.
But so
do
is
you fight
Benicio
for the B?
Del Toro.
Benicio del Toro.
I do not fight for the B.
Understood. Okay. He's a C.
Ooh.
Okay. Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum. Will life find a way?
I can't do his voice very well, but what the hell is his name in the movies? I forget.
Oh, his name's Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, it's Jeff Goldblum in the movies.
Jeff Goldblum is fucking... Endogast? Endogast?
What? Oh, he's Grandmaster. Derp. He's Grandmaster.
Apparently, Endogast is like his actual name. Derp City. Yeah, I would put C, D. I don't know.
I think he's
Which
a D. I would go D.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's going to be coming back, but maybe he is because Sakaar was kind of a cool planet.
That's true. I'm going to put Jeff Goldblum.
And
next
who the, is that the guy playing Galaga?
Yes, the guy playing.
Oh, 100% S tier. No, absolutely not. Stop that.
I put him there.
No, how don't put. You. Okay, you
say
can,
what you mean.
Put him there.
I'm not putting him there. I'm putting him next to the cat.
Or who? Because who the hell is it?
Sure, I like that.
Right.
You're in the who tier. Okay, original group sacrificed himself.
He was very powerful.
I put original group C, and this is why. I think you can make an argument for B because of the sacrifice.
Sure.
But also, he's a CGI character voiced by Vin Diesel. And he feels like a prop half the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I love him.
And
okay?
He is good.
Big fan of the group.
But and also to say he's voiced by Vin Diesel makes me angry. Because all Vin Diesel did was go, I am Groot. Like,
wow.
I can do that,
You know
that
who
too.
It should have been voiced by? Adam Carter.
I know.
I'm putting him in the C tier. Mm-hmm. A Nebula. I'm a big Nebula fan.
I like Nebula too.
She's an interesting character.
Yeah, Karen Gilligan. Gilligan? Gillian?
Yep, she's an island.
Is it Gilligan or Gillian? I think it's Gillian.
It's definitely Gillian.
Gillian.
So I would put her. No, it's Gillian. I'd put her B tier.
Yeah, I could go with a B on that one. Drax immediately. I would go A on Drax. I like Drax, but I don't think he's a top. I would fight. Okay. I would fight if you wanted to put him at a B.
I'm not going to fight you. Okay. I'll put him at an A. Okay. I think he's a B, but I'm not gonna risk it for the biscuit.
Okay. Hela.
Hela.
I liked Hela.
She's D for me, baby.
Okay.
I liked her very much as well.
Yeah, but
I just don't think she's better than Ego.
Yeah, I agree.
Or I like Red Rock better.
Yeah. Well, do you like Captain Marvel better than Hela?
No.
Okay, so should we move Captain Marvel to D?
Absolutely, we should.
Should we swap Captain Marvel and Hela with D and C?
Absolutely.
All right, so totally so Hela's at C, trade. Captain Marvel's at D.
I love this trade for me. Happy.
Happy, he's not a hero, but as a character, I mean, he's been in a lot of the movies as well.
Yes, I mean... Just choose where you want to put him. I honestly don't care where Happy goes.
D. I'd put him at D.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stark Daddy.
Daddy. Stark.
Stark Daddy. Daddy.
Stark, Stark Daddy.
I can't remember his name.
I'm going to put him in D and move on.
Yep.
Hulk. Is this Party Hulk?
No, this is just Party Hulk.
I don't know. I think I wouldn't put him as an
Yeah, but this isn't Smart Hulk. This is the Hulk that I like, Hulk Smash.
This is Hulk Smash.
I don't think Smart Hulk is in there.
I don't either. I don't know. I would allow for... I'm between an A and a B on this. I think I like Hulk Smash better than Drax and Black Widow and Phil Coulson. I don't like him better than Thanos or Ant-Man or Vision or see, like, I don't know.
I have a proposition.
Okay.
Let's put Thanos at A.
Love it.
Black Widow at B.
Oh, love
and
it.
And Hulk at A.
You know what? You should be a FBI negotiator.
I agree.
You're doing a great job. Thor.
Thor S tier. He's S tier. He's got to be S tier.
Has to be.
He's a god.
I also believe you.
All right, Team Groot.
I'm putting Team Groot in who? I don't like him.
Yeah, he's just...
Fuck Team Groot.
I am Groot.
Like, Ben Mendelsohn? What's his name?
Is that not the brother of the director? What the hell is his name?
This is not
Sean
Gunn.
Oh, no, Sean Gunn is right there. I see him. Who is this guy?
This is...
I can't tell.
I'll tell you.
Mandalorian. That's a different show.
It's Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley as the Mandarin.
And it doesn't even end up being an F. I put him an F.
Yep.
Yeah. Killmonger.
Killmonger. Okay, so now I talked about my feels on Killmonger as a character. A lot of people really like him. I'm like very meh on him. I'd go B, but high C.
I'm going to go B.
Okay.
I'm a Killmonger fan.
All right, take it. I'll take it.
Korg.
Take with Titi.
I feel like I think he belongs in C.
Yeah.
But a part of me wants to put him at B.
I know. I really do like him.
I think I'm gonna put him in C.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
That's where he belongs.
All right, so now this is Sean Gunn.
I think I'm gonna put him in E next
to
the cat.
Yeah, next to the cat. Very specifically next to the cat.
Star-Lord is an S.
He's
for
an
me.
S, yeah, for sure.
Nick Fury.
I would go S or A. Like, you know, he's the keeper of everyone, but he doesn't have any like powers.
I'm gonna put him A. I don't think Spider-Man and Nick Fury should be on the same place.
Yeah, no.
Rocket Raccoon. Yeah,
I like Rocket Raccoon. I would go B with Rocket.
I think I'd go A. I believe.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
I love
Rocket. I like Rocket Raccoon. I like his backstory we don't know. Yeah,
I love his backstory, and I hope they dive more into it.
I know, I hope they do too.
Like, it's the character I'm most interested in still hearing about what they're all about.
Yeah.
Oh, Hawkeye.
You hate Hawkeye. This has been,
why I hate him.
This has been clearly stated.
I think I've said it more times on this podcast
than anything else.
No, I think the only thing I've said on this podcast more than I hate a Hawkeye is how much I dislike Superman.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think, though, that the Hawkeye show may make you like him a tiny bit better. I'm not saying that you're going to like him a lot.
That's fine, Adam, but that is in the future.
Fair. Okay, so this is... All right.
Where do you put Hawkeye? Be honest.
So I do. I like Hawkeye. So I'm with Chad on the Archer characters being cool because they're very accurate, and he has all these different little tech arrows that he can mess with, and he's a marksman. Like I think that's cool. But is he a top tier? I don't think so. No. I would go CD. And I would say defer to you for the choice, but I know you're going to go D, so just go put him right in D.
I would like to use a mulligan and put him in E.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. All right, yeah, go ahead.
Are you going to anti-mully me?
I really should. I really should.
I mean, there aren't going to be...
Can you scroll down? How many characters are left? Oh, Jesus.
Lots.
Okay. You know what? Put him there for now. If I feel strongly about it, I might mully
we'll
you
come
back.
Yeah. Okay, Sam. I put Sam in C, like high C, B.
I'm going to put him at C as well, which would make me, because we were talking about this last episode with Doctor Strange, which is only a couple of slides over there.
Yeah, we're going to get that soon.
Yeah, I would almost take Doctor Strange right now because I know and put him at a C, B because we knew he was like kind of right in the middle.
Yep.
The last time
I like Doctor Strange more than Sam.
Okay.
So I don't know. So I'm gonna keep him at the C though.
Okay.
Now let's do Pepper Potts.
Are we doing Pepper as Extremis Iron Man?
I think just the all-around
Pepper. Okay, so all around Pepper. She did end up being kind of badass, but she's still very much a side person.
I don't know. I would say Pepper's a B for me. Really? She's been around since the beginning.
You know what? I'll agree with you on that one.
And she keeps Tony Stark in line.
She does.
You know? And also now she's a heat lady.
She's a heat lady.
Okay. So let's do Stan Lee next.
Oh, God. Well,
I don't like that he's on this list.
I don't like that he's on this list either because it's very unfair. But, I mean, he is... Without this man, this wouldn't exist. None of this would exist.
I will allow for a C tier.
Oh man,
on the
we shouldn't even talk about it, and he should just do it anyway. Is an S tier because he is the grandfather of this. I mean, he is the birther of this entire universe. But
I'm willing now to trade.
But wait.
Stan Lee A tier.
But wait. Are we doing Stan Lee as Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel? Or are we doing Stan Lee as his cameos in the movie?
Listen to me. Okay. When it comes to tier lists, when it comes to anything that has to do with like ranking people.
Yeah.
Like it happens all the time in sports where they're like, are we talking about like if they're the best or like if they're the most accomplished?
All right, fair
like,
enough.
Dude, this is not throw all your ego away.
Oh,
okay?
God. I know, this is such a hard one. This is a hard one because he created this entire universe. He created the whole thing. How dare you?
I will negotiate a Stan Lee A.
Where were you going to put him first, though? B?
C.
Dang. That's harsh.
Hey, I want A. Are you going to mulley for S?
I'll take a no. No, I won't. No, I think that I will yield.
You will yield.
I will yield.
Okay, Black Panther.
A.
Agreed.
I would go A.
I think people are going to disagree with this. A lot of people put Black Panther as an S.
I like Black Panther. I do, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Agreed. Ronan the Conqueror.
Ronan.
I go D.
Yeah, D. Wanda.
Wanda.
Is she an S? Is she going to be an S?
I don't know.
Because she's she's probably the most powerful person in the universe.
Like her and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
basically tied for most powerful. I like her most of better than everyone in our A and B.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go Wanda S. I like her very much.
All right, yep. I'll go with that.
I think people will disagree with that one as well. I think she is much lower than other people. But I don't know. I like her a bunch. And look at this. Her brother is an F tier.
Yeah, okay? True. That's well, how far she it's came. It's a yin and yang, baby.
Yeah. See, you don't know how far I can fly.
Yuri. That's Yuri from Black yep. Panther. Black Panther's sister, super smart lady, E tier.
E-tier, really?
We only saw her. That really only saw her.
I'm gonna fight for D. I think she's gonna be a bigger thing.
Okay. All right. Yep. Loki. A or S. He's gotta be an A or S, right? Maybe a B?
I think I put Loki S tier.
S tier?
Loki's an S tier character for me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't like his show and I still think that.
See, I liked his show kind of, and I think that I'll agree with you on the S tier. You know, we're seeing a shape up here, just to give y'all a recap. Our current S tier is Spider-Man, Captain America, Thor, Star-Lord, Wanda, and Loki. And, so that's where we're at for the top.
That's true.
But we have quite a few left.
We're on Whore Machine.
Whore Machine.
No, how dare you?
Whore Machine.
I'm going to go, I think C, D, I don't know.
Yeah, I would go with C.
I'd go D.
I would like to lobby for C? C, yeah.
Okay, I'll put a C.
Because Rhodey, baby.
Yeah. Tony Stark is an easy S.
Yeah, easy.
Easy. Ultron.
So Ultron, we're going to get into it in the episode, but we see a little teaser of... Epic Ultron.
Vision Ultron.
Yeah, in this What If. But I think Ultron may come back at some point. Maybe.
Oh, for sure.
I think he may come back.
If it, well, I don't know if come back. Well, James Spader is great.
He was so
I'm an Ultron fanboy. I put him B if it were me. I think the movie didn't live up to its expectations.
That's true.
But I think James Spader's portrayal of him was so good.
He is very good.
I think you can make an argument for C.
I would agree with you. I'll agree with
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yep.
Ultron B tier, baby. The great and powerful Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton. What is her character's name? The Sorcerer Supreme, right?
Yeah.
Pre Doctor Strange becoming Sorcerer Supreme.
That's correct.
So she was an incredibly powerful sorceress. I mean, she has this effect on the whole world. Like, we go back in time in Endgame, and she has this whole talk with Hulk, and she knew what she had to do to make it work. So I think I give her more credit than I think at face value. I would go C or B. Actually, I would go C or D. I would go C or D.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put her in C.
Okay.
I'm gonna put her.
Where are your feels? What are your? Are you in the scene?
My feels on her are. I like Tilda Swinton as an actor very, very much.
Yeah.
I think she was for me the best part besides Rachel McAdams of the Doctor Strange movies.
Okay.
And Wong. Actually, no, Wong is the best part.
Wong is so good.
Yeah, Wong is the best part by far. I hope we get to him soon. But I just love her portrayal of the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
A character I wish stayed around more and have had more living and had more long-term characterization in the MCU, I think would be
higher. You lobby for a higher tier?
For the Sorcerer Supreme of C? No.
You'd be keeper of the
I might on a good day say she's a B, but I don't.
Fair.
And not my shit. Michael Keaton.
Oh, as...
I'm going to go high C.
Okay.
For me, I like him very much. I always think of that scene in the car where he realizes Spider-Man is Spider-Man.
It was so good. But Michael Keaton is Batman. But he's been in the comic book movies before. He's been around. He's an old school actor. He's been around a long time. He's so good. He plays a really good bad guy.
He really
very
does.
Good bad guy.
Oh my God, we have so many more.
I know.
Okay,
Hope Van
Dyne. We got to start going fast. Hope Van Dyne. I,
D.
For me, Hope. Yep. Yeah, I'm down. Yep. Sorry, I didn't.
Here's your BD Wong. No, his name is not BD Wong. But
yeah, that's just.
That's the guy from Jurassic Park, okay. BD Wong. Okay, good.
Yes,
ahead.
It is. Yes, another Asian person. Yeah. Good job. Anyway.
But his name is Wong in the movie. Sorry. Okay.
Yes, I know. B. I'm going to go B. I would go B. I think B. Yondu.
Oh, Yondu.
Yondu's an A for me.
Yeah, I would go A too. It's unfortunate we lost Yondu.
Oh, God, his outro. This F. Gold lady. F?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I don't care about her.
Yeah. Don't know her, skip don't know his name. Okay, I see. Yep.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Who.
Oh, he dies to Hela or Hyla.
Oh, he's that's
this
right.
This is the guy at the beginning.
He's the Ragnarok monster.
Yeah, he's the actual Ragnarok monster.
Yeah, I would go F.
I'm going to go F. Yeah. I don't care about him.
Although he did destroy Asgard.
This is Michael Peña.
Michael Peña in Ant-Man. Oh, I liked him so much.
F, C, D, C.
I'd go at E. Go E.
Wow. Why you like him so much.
But I like him so much, but when you compare him to superheroes, you know.
Oh, listen, I feel nothing about him.
All right, fair.
Let's do this one. Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney. Oh, as Whiplash.
In a Iron Man not many people like.
Yeah, and I liked Iron Man 2. I don't know why people give it so much hate.
I'm a D for Mickey Rooney. Maybe C.
I'll go with a D. I'll go with a D.
You know. Okay. Dumbledore. Who's he actually playing?
Jude Law plays.
He's the bad guy. I don't remember.
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
Honestly, I really like Jude Law
as well. I would go E. E F.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going F.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be. Who's this guy? I'm gonna put him in who?
Who
is he?
That's Abomination, right? Is that Abomination?
Oh yeah, Tim Roth. I'll put him in F. You have something to prove.
Yep, fair.
The tiny little German guy from
Captain America.
I'm gonna put him in E.
Yep.
Have any problem with that?
One of the Asgardians.
What's her goddamn name? No, she was just in this episode of.
I don't know her name. This
terrible
though.
Episode of What If? Yeah. And she was kicking Loki in the balls over and over again. Thor Ragna. No, she was in Loki show.
Loki show.
God damn it.
I
shouldn't have gone to the Wikipedia. Should have gone straight to the IMDb.
IMDb.
Oh my God.
Dude.
This is great radio.
It's just like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
It starts with an S, I feel like.
Does it?
For anyone who knows who this person is, they must just be screaming.
She was the one that put
her name is goddamn Sif.
That put Loki in a time loop, or that she was the time loop that kept smashing him in the nuts.
I liked that.
You just
I'm
said.
Putting her in a D.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mysterio. I like Mysterio. He's coming back. I think I'm calling that he's going to come back. I think in the new Spider-Man movie.
Wow.
I think he might come back because we didn't see him. Did he die? Wait, he died.
Yes, he died.
Oh, never mind. He's not coming back. No. Whoa. What is going on?
Listen, I'm trying to get out of here quickly. I'm putting Dormammu and this other Valdi guy on F.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. So Mysterio, I go with CD.
Mysterio C.
I can't remember his name. Robert Redford.
E.
Odin.
Odin, father of Thor.
C or B.
I'm gonna go C.
Okay.
Hammer.
Justin Hammer.
Justin Hammer. Huge Justin Hammer fan.
I love him so much. I love Sam Rockwell so much.
I'm gonna put him in C.
Yep.
And I feel like many people would put him lower, but it's
fine.
That ain't gonna be me. Let's do Obadiah.
Obadiah Stane.
Stone Stane. Whatever his fucking name. D or C.
Jeff Bridges is amazing, obviously, but
I'm Jeff Bridges. That's great.
Yeah, put him at the D.
Yeah, you're in the D. Kat Dennings. D maybe.
Yeah,
I
D.
hate her voice. I like her face.
Do taser face. Speaking of face.
Taser face.
I've always liked his little comedic relief.
Let's go put him. Let's put him in D. Yeah.
Got a lot of B. Kobe Smulders.
Kobe Smulders. I'm gonna put her in D.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'd go for a C on her.
Okay, I'll take that. Yep. Christopher Eccleston in the Thor movie that nobody likes. I'm putting
him
in
D. Is that Thor 3? Dark World?
Yeah, it's Dark World.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Oh, Zemo. Oh, wait.
Yeah, let's do Zemo. I like Zemo
a lot. C or B?
I think I might put Zemo in B. Mm-hmm. I like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
Stanley Tucci, the Tucci movie.
What was his character?
He was the German guy in Captain America.
Oh, yes.
The scientist.
Yep.
I'm going to put him in C because I like the Tucci Mooch. Okay. Although I did watch Lovely Bones recently and it really made me sad about the Tucci Mooch because he did not play a very good character. Okay. I'm just going to skip. Like, there's a dog.
Who?
The dog is there. Seth Green's fucking Howard the Duck. I'm putting it
freaking
in
F. Yeah.
Oh my God! What's this?
You don't even know.
Sharon Carter. I know who she is, and I'm still putting her in. Yeah. I hate her so much.
What about
who?
Heimdall.
Tony Stark's daughter. She gets an F. She's a tiny little
Heimdall.
Girl.
Heimdall.
Where did Heimdall? Where did
fourth
go?
In from the right.
I see Heimdall. What do you want him?
I go higher. C.
Yeah. Let's put him in C. Zendaya. I like Zendaya. I'm going to put her in E. All right, I think she has room for growth.
Yeah. Yep.
Natalie Portman. I'm going to put her right next to Zendaya. Yep. Peter the Dink Mink. I'm going to put Dink Mink.
Yeah, he was
Zendaya.
Just a giant elf.
Yeah, he was weird. This guy, fucking.
Oh, he's got to be better than Peter Dinklage. I'm sorry. I'd move Dink down. Okay, Dink down to E. Yeah.
Okay, the Dink is an E, and this guy's a C. Yep. He's a putty-looking guy who was Thanos' lackey.
The guy from
Mads Mikkelsen?
Yep, from Doctor Strange.
I like Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, I like him, too.
Character. I think his character was lame and not interesting.
E.
E? You're an E?
E.
E for me. E for me makes it easy for me. Let's see. God, all the rest of these characters.
Oh, the girl from the Captain America and the Captain.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Yeah,
okay,
bad.
So,
not Carly? Who. Carly. I would put her at F. F her.
Yeah. Agatha.
Agatha. I go C.
I'm gonna see Agatha.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. That's going over there.
Oh, yeah, that was the,
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
That's going over
there. Oh, that's
the
guy from Spider-Man.
Sure, whatever. Lawrence Fishburne. I'll put him in F, but... Honestly, he's unless he's in the Matrix movies, I really don't care about him. This lady got stuck in the quantum realm.
Hank Pym's wife.
Yeah, she's an F. This is the Black Widow person, right?
No, she is from. Oh gosh, she
exactly who? She's gone.
She is from Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, the quantum realm.
You're
right.
Yeah,
No, I was right. I was wrong. I'm not doing this. This has like decided to make some of the characters dual, like the all like
right,
Wanda's kids.
Aunt May. S tier.
Yeah, Aunt May. What do you feel? S tier.
No, I'm kidding.
No.
But Marissa Tomei. Marissa
Tomei is Marissa Tomei D. They're like doing this Wanda
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, No.
I'm not splitting Wanda up. And yep. Then, here's Evan Peters. Yep. Evan Peters. I put higher than... they do Ralph Boner, though, at the end. So he goes E.
What about Yellow Jacket?
Sylvester
a true
Stallone.
Villain, Yellow Jacket.
Yeah. Where do you put Yellow Jacket?
The guy who played Yellow Jacket, I can't remember his name, but I really like him.
Great guy. House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
D or C. I'll abide by you.
I'll put it in C.
Okay.
Skrulls. I fucking hate Skrulls.
Yeah, but that Skrull did have a nice twist. So maybe E.
E?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Mustache.
Don't know.
F. So
really quick on this guy. He's the first guy that Tony Stark met in the cave before he made the Iron Man suit.
You're right.
So now Marvel actually made someone at Marvel actually made a comment that he is the original hero of the MCU because he was the one that got Tony Stark to be alive still.
I agree. I agree 100%.
Wait, who?
Where do you want him?
Oh, I see what you're doing.
He's in D, baby.
Yeah, I put him in D. I keep him in D.
Yeah, I'm putting a lot of people I do know in who,
yeah.
But I am just like protesting this tier list in splitting up characters into two versions.
Okay, what about what is his name? Eldridge Killian? Eldridge?
Is that the Heat Man?
He's the guy from Extremis. Yeah, he's the guy from Iron Man 3.
He's the Heat Miser. Guy Pierce. Ear. I put him in D or E.
E. Yeah. He's cool.
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, well, he's really only in that one scene. Maybe
a D for me.
Okay, all right.
Walter Goggins.
He's so
what
good.
What did Walter
too?
Goggins
I don't know.
Do in the MCU?
F.
I'm putting him in E because I like
E. Walter. Okay. What about Agent? America's Agent? U.S. Agent?
I like you, America's Agent.
Yeah.
I think I'll put him in C.
Yep, I'll agree with that. What about the Dora Milaje lady?
I like her very much.
C?
C. Yep. C is for me. This guy from Spider-Man sidekick, I put him C.
Okay.
I don't remember this guy's name.
He played in Falcon Winter Soldier. I don't even know why he's on this list.
This is WandaVision.
We don't know much about her powers.
Yeah, she's going to be in the new... Yeah, she's basically like budget Brie Larson.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I don't know who...
He was in WandaVision.
I'll put him over there.
Then those are the two Thanos people, the children of Thanos.
Yeah, I'll put them over there. Yeah. Put her over here. Yeah. And
who's that?
This guy's the guy who died and the agent's friend, U.S. agent's friend. Who
oh
died
yeah, what? Winter, why is he on this list? All right, put him at.
I don't know.
Put him at
I'm
an F.
Put him in F.
Yeah.
Okay, we've done it. Oh my god, we got a little weird at the
it
end.
It did get a little weird, but honestly, so is this list. So
I've downloaded the image.
Our first, our S tier, our S tier is what was it? Tony Stark, Loki, Wanda, Star-Lord, Thor, Captain America, and Spider-Man.
I feel good about
it. I feel all right about that. Yeah, I would maybe make a case for Nick Fury to be in the S just because of his. His whole thing, but
I would immediately mulligan.
All right, fair. We didn't use very many mulligans. I think I used one.
Yeah, no, I know. I gave way too many up.
It's okay.
It's okay. Okay, so we will post this picture, but we're now 15 minutes late because this took so goddamn long to talk about the new.
I don't
what
think
if.
The new. So I don't think right the new what if is gonna. I think this is gonna be longer than the what if episode.
I know, dude. Oh my shit balls. Okay. They fucking bamboozled us again.
I know.
Okay.
Well, we'll get into it.
Yeah, we're about to get into it. What if Thor is an only child? Okay. you're going to do the intro thing.
How to dream, cowboys.